Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing, Holiday Edition,
where we bring you our take
on some festive shit. We're so cute.
We are! I love how both of us did like our jazz hands when we did Holiday Edition.
We did jazz hands, we totally did jazz hands.
We need to videotape this sometime for you guys.
Oh my god, so funny.
Well, Meli Kaliki Makamale.
Absolutely.
Tis the season. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Yeah. Happy holidays, happy all holidays that. Christmas is just a few days away. Are you all ready?
No. Is anybody?
Well, I mean.
Are you?
Yeah, kind of. Oh, I'm ready. But I also am like
I'm ready.
But I'm also the one that's, it's more so of just like the anticipation of it all. It's just like, all right, come on. Like, let's get this going. Like, I'm ready to Christmas,
y'all. Oh, yeah, I am too. Well, I'm just ready to get this shit out of my house.
That's like, true. That's
all the
true.
Gifts, pile everything up. And I'm tired of, I love wrapping, but I'm kind of tired of wrapping right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm ready to Christmas it up. Like, let's go.
My spirit is full within me. So, well, I think I really love this time of year, though, just because everybody seems a little bit nicer.
Of course.
You know,
of course,
and kinder.
Santa's watching.
Yeah. Yes. And everybody, you know, everybody just seems a little bit more Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, you know, cheerful.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, so except to, like, if you're driving. I mean, there's just, it's just dicks. Like,
there's dicks on the road.
Holiday dicks out there. I mean, I honestly, this is the only thing. Like, this time of year, I get so frustrated because I don't know if it's because it's, like, darker earlier.
I was
going to
say, it's dreary and it's kind of, yeah.
And everybody's out earlier, trying to, like, get
rush around.
Yeah, here's get my last minute stuff. And, you know, it's like, I need to hurry up and get to the place so I can have Christmas cheer. And it's like, well, get out of my way.
Right,
like,
let's not crash.
Yeah. So it's, the lines and the driving. But other than that, it's it really is the most wonderful time of the year.
I was driving over here and I find myself with all, like, the Christmas lights that are up and everything, getting, like, mesmerized by them.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, I'm driving.
Yeah. Well, it's probably why there's so many holiday dicks out on the road. Like, it's because of the Christmas lights and everything. Which, oh, my God. So, have you had a chance to go to the one, what is it, on Hovey? Where they have all the plastic Christmas stuff. Where it's just, like, hundreds upon hundreds.
You guys, this house is, like, the smallest yard that's, like, fenced in. And they just went and bought every plastic item possible. And it's not
like
even in a display.
It's like, here's all the Santas.
It's just like rows of plastic
They're
shit.
Like military soldiers in a row.
But all different characters.
Yeah. There's like a Winnie the Pooh stuck in the middle. It's random.
Awful.
But it's kind of tradition. Like,
but I think on Saturday we're going to go drive around to see all the lights that are open and everything like that.
You know what they should do? Uber needs to get in on this. And
a little holiday light tour?
Yes. Like, for $25, you and a family of four or five, whatever, can travel around. That way you can have a little Bailey's and the coffee or the hot chocolate.
Right.
And you have a driver and they take you to all the great spots. Like, you're not...
That's a really good
turn
idea.
Turn down here and see if these guys have any,
ooh,
right? Because that's what I always end up doing. And
okay.
I'm like, oh, well, this is shit lights. Like, not no offense to those of you that do have lights out. I think they're shit. But, you know, some people it's just kind of
I'm just thinking,
so
that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, we need to, do that.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Christmas.
We totally started
business. Business number two.
Okay. And that is trademarked. So that's a thing. So if anybody thinks of taking this idea, we will hunt you down.
We got it on recording.
And cut off your jingle bells.
Oh.
Yes.
Whoa. That's not a Merry Christmas.
Santa is watching and Satan will get you.
Oh.
But other than that, have a
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. All right. Well. Now that we're done threatening our listeners.
Right? No, we love you guys. Sorry. Just don't steal our ideas.
Awesome.
Brainchild. So, I'm super excited to bring a holiday edition.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to segue into. Yeah,
yes.
We totally have this holiday edition. Well, I feel like we got a good response from our Halloween one.
I
was like, why not? Let's celebrate this holiday.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Well, there's just so much out there to discuss. So
I know. There was some stuff when I was doing research that I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What did I see? I hope this isn't one your thing, but Santa versus Jesus board game.
nice.
Oh my god, that is not one of my things. Again, we searched two completely different ones. Like, and I love it. Santa versus, I wonder who wins.
Santa versus Jesus.
Is it just depend on like how you answer the questions?
Who knows what the rules are? I don't know. I did not research that one, but I saw that.
They all get murdered by Rudolph and he takes the crown and woo! Bend the knee.
Oh my god.
I love it. Yeah, so I'm super excited that we've got some holiday things to bring for you guys. And I gotta tell you, I think I'm starting off with us tonight, but I have a very big kind of just hodgepodge of things. I was trying to come up with what am I gonna do, what I'm gonna talk about, you know, that's holiday themed or related, and there's just, like I said, there's so much out there.
Sure.
And then, like, the Northern Star led the wise men to the baby in the manger.
Okay.
The Frankenstein idea and hit me. Yes, yes, Frankenstein and mirth. So this came to me actually because of my boyfriend. So we were a couple weeks ago. We were driving home from dinner with friends.
Okay.
And
wait a minute. Did we even discuss bakery and pickle?
No. Oh. Let me just side note. If y'all want to know what an elevated bar snack is,
but I just need that update.
For
our
avid
that.
Listeners,
yeah, I just need that
elevated
update.
Elevated bar snack equals head cheese.
Oh.
And pickled shit.
Okay. Like, okay.
It was good. I will save my.
Okay. Is this where you were driving home from dinner?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Nice. Yes. Thank nice. You. Thank nice. You. Yes. Okay. And it was delicious. We had a wonderful time. The atmosphere is fantastic.
Okay. Head cheese and pickled things is an elevated
like
bar.
I don't remember if it was a beet or something, and then there was like a pate, like a liver mousse pate or something on a cracker, and then there was like a white tuna and an oyster. It was very elevated. It was not a spicy Gardetto.
You were satisfied with the hype.
I wouldn't say satisfied, but I enjoyed my experience. But it was a lot. So.
Okay. Sorry to interject I just made me think of what was an elevated bar snack?
Yeah, head cheese.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so you guys are driving home.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're driving home, and of course, we're listening to Sirius Radio has the holiday channels and everything.
Yes,
and so on the station comes one of those redneck
Christmas
songs.
Okay.
You know? And it was to the tune of Jingle Bells, and he was like, "Here's your sign. Here's your sign. Here's your goddamn sign," or whatever it is. But it got stuck in my head, okay?
Oh, no.
So
oh, no.
All the rest of the night and into the morning, I was sitting there, usual sign, usual sign, usual motherfucking sign. Like, I don't know what the words are, but that's all that was stuck in my head. And so the next day, it's still going on this loop. And my boyfriend says, you know, he goes, "Well, it could be worse." He goes, "You could have Dominic the Donkey stuck in your head."
I didn't know that song existed until like 3 years ago.
Oh my god, I was so hoping you did not know. You are the first person. Okay, first of all, for our listeners, there is a Christmas song out there.
Yeah.
This is the first I'd ever heard of it.
Oh, really?
It was 2 weeks ago. Was Dominic...
You're me like 3 years ago.
Dominic the Donkey, okay? Yeah. And he was like, "No, this is the thing. Since that morning, I have pulled everybody that I know."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
You heard of Dominic? You are the first person in a long line."
I wonder if it's like, I don't know, a regional thing, you know, because...
I'm regional?
No, not to us, though, because my husband grew up in Texas. And he grew up with the song.
But it's an Italian Christmas donkey. There's no Italians in Texas.
It's a song that's like nostalgic for him. And for me, I had never heard it until like 3 years ago. I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah.
He's like, "I grew up with this song." So I don't know if maybe it's just not in
the Midwest. No, because my boyfriend grew up here.
Oh,
he grew up in Peoria area.
Okay,
so.
And he's heard of this song.
Oh my god.
Oh, gotcha.
He knows all the words.
Oh yeah.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. Oh my god. Okay, so for our listeners, which I'm guessing, because of all the people that I pulled, I'm guessing that a good 90% of our listeners have not heard this song.
Sure.
And if you guys have, well, just strap in. So Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey is a Christmas song. So it's actually written by, because I had to do some research on it, because I was like, how does this become a thing?
Right.
So, and I would play it for you guys, but I don't know what the rights are. Like, yeah, you know, no, we have this, we have this C-minus podcast here that we, you know, we do in my home and, you right, know, right, I don't right. know what the copyright
is. I am in no position to be sued.
I don't really want to lose my life savings over Dominic the Donkey. Yeah. So,
okay.
It's out on iTunes for those of you or any of, I'm sure if you Spotify it's on the
radio.
Or something. I've never heard this song! It is not on the radio! What plays on the radio?
Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your sign.
Oh, fuck that song. All right. So, Dominic the Donkey is written by a gentleman, by a trio. Really,
oh, okay.
A random trio. A gentleman by
the name. Is one of them the donkey?
No.
That goes, hee-haw,
hee-haw. No, that's Lou Monte who sings it. It's written by Ray Allen, who is a professional basketball player.
Okay.
Because why not? And his friend Sam Salzberg and Wanda Merrill
okay.
wrote Dominic the Donkey and had Lou Monte record it
okay.
back in 1960. So this song okay. has been around for, what, 58 years?
Yeah.
My math is correct?
Right.
58 years. And I thought, I was like, okay, so Lou Monte, I wasn't sure if I'd heard of him before. And I was like, the name sounds familiar. So I looked up some other songs that he would sing. Hadn't heard a number one of them.
No.
Apparently, he's a huge Italian singer.
Okay.
And so, why not sing about the Italian donkey?
Yeah.
But he's got songs out there like Peppino, the Italian mouse, Please, Mr. Columbus. There's the Italian cowboy song. And apparently, there's a whole... He's got Italian jingle bells.
What?
There's a whole, like, section of Italian Christmas that I haven't even
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a whole other section that we don't know about.
And it's literally jingle bells. In Italian, and he's singing it, but it's weird, because I don't know how to sing Jingle Bells in Italian, but anyway, and then there's Dominic the Donkey. So, the song, for those of you that are not familiar, like my friend Molly here, basically describes a donkey by the name of Dominic, who helps Santa bring gifts.
Actually, you know what? I honestly don't even know what the song's about.
Well, I mean, he helps.
All that sticks in my head is the hee-haw, hee-haw.
Because that's in the fucking song. And now it's stuck in my head. And it will be stuck in your heads too, I hope. But so it's about this donkey, Dominic, who helps Santa bring gifts to the children of Italy.
Okay.
And the gifts, of course, are made in Brooklyn. Or, as the song says, made in Brooklyn. Because it's Italian. And the whole reason that Dominic has been, you know, brought to Italy is because the reindeer can't climb the hills in Italy.
Oh.
So they can't deliver. Santa fucking flies.
And I'm lucky.
So do the reindeer. But apparently they got to get over these hills.
Okay.
Maybe when you go house to house, it's a little harder. I don't fucking know. But.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
They must just tell their children a different story about Santa than they do here
the
in
paisanos. Yeah. Yeah. Little Josephine, like, there's all of this. So, the song, basically, like I said, I can't play it for you, but, I mean, he, as you know, it's jiggity jig, Dominic the Donkey, jiggity jig, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la da 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 da. Like, it's this whole, and it goes on for ever.
That's
like,
so
it
funny.
Goes on forever. And, like I said, I've been asking all these people. Nobody's fucking heard of it except for you. So, God bless you. And apparently, it was number 14 on the Billboard's Hot 100 back in December of 1960.
Wow.
Right?
Made the chart.
I'm saying.
Woo!
So, anyways, and so it was so funny because we were sitting, I was with him last weekend, and he has three kids, and it came up and I made some comment. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, do you guys know about Dominic the Donkey? All three of them, like right on cue, jiggity jig, started singing it. And I mean, the look on my boyfriend's face was like, he's never been more proud of his entire life. And I was like, okay. Like, it's a thing with your family, right?
No. My family knows all the words too, probably.
Never heard this song before. Ask my parents, because they would have been around in the 60s.
Right.
Like, they would have been like around 12, 13 years old. That would have been, you know, no, never heard of it before. So, of course, as you know, I'm Wikipedia-ing Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey. You know, there's a thing at the bottom that says, did you also want to know about Nestor, the long-eared Christmas donkey?
I don't know about Nestor.
I said, of course I do.
That one's new.
So, there's a movie.
Okay. Oh, wait. Okay. So, is the donkey coming up because, like, a donkey carried Mary when she was pregnant or something? Like, why is there a Christmas donkey?
Well, that's what I was doing.
And
Dominic, there's no mention of, it's all about him helping Santa. Okay. There's no mention of Christianity or Mary and Joseph or anything. Okay. Now, however, Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey was a made-for-TV movie special that came out back in 1977.
Okay.
And basically, stay with me here, folks, because there's a lot. Santa Claus has a donkey named Spielto. Who narrates the story of a donkey named Nestor?
Oh, my God.
Because you can't just tell us Santa wasn't available.
No.
You got to have a donkey talk about a donkey.
Okay.
And Nestor has abnormally long ears, and he lived back in the days of the Roman Empire.
Okay.
And basically, long story short, too late, you know, Nestor had long... So it's kind of a Rudolph story mixed in with the Bible, but it's mixed in with the Bible.
All the other donkeys teased him for his long ears.
And he got kicked out.
They never wanted to play.
Yeah, and his mom tried to put socks on his ears, and, like, I don't know. But then we get into the Bible, because then, like, Nestor gets kicked out of the stables. I don't know. Anyways, he's in the desert, and he runs into Mary and Joseph.
Gotcha. Oh,
as she's pregnant. And although I think you're right that they ride a donkey, Nestor, maybe she's riding him, and then a sandstorm comes, and he wraps her up in his long ears.
Perfect.
Saves the baby Jesus.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then gets them to the manger.
Okay.
Where they deliver.
Well, just as Rudolph's bright nose shone to lead the way.
Oh, Nestor becomes the hero at the end of the movie. So, So, I don't know. It's not played anymore on television. It's not something that, you know,
I didn't realize that donkeys were such a big part of Christmas.
Well, here's the thing. Because there's all kinds of nativity scenes out there, right? You see all these nativity scenes. And the donkey. There's a donkey. My mother has many nativity scenes over the years. And there's always a donkey. There's lambs and sheep and camels and wise men and whatever. But there's always a donkey.
Gotcha.
But I'm here to tell you, if your donkey isn't long-eared, I don't think your nativity scene's right.
Yeah, it's got to protect the baby Jesus.
Yeah. With all his long of ears. You fake-ass Christians. No, I'm just
kidding. Yikes.
May Santa strike me down. So I don't know. Okay. It was about bullying, but then there's the Bible, but then it's donkeys. And so there's apparently all this donkey
theme. All right, donkey. Yeah. Have a donkey Christmas.
Have a donkey Christmas. So my thing is this, is that... Those of you that have not heard about Dominic, please go out and listen to Dominic the Donkey.
Jiggity jig.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you this now, Molly. So that song was stuck in my head for the rest of the weekend. And anytime I talk about it now, it's stuck in my head for the rest of the day. I will still rather listen to that song than that stupid Christmas shoe song with the dirty kid buying the hooker heels for his mom.
That is my husband's, like, bane of a Christmas song.
Oh, I feel
just
you.
The same.
I can't.
I think he mentioned the other day, though, that he hasn't heard it on the radio or anything.
Like, have you heard it this year? No, I have made it a point, and I don't know if it's because maybe it's played out. I mean, they made a movie out of this.
Yeah,
like, they went into
the
all things. I would rather fucking listen to Nickelback than this song.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Burn Christmas shoes.
Yeah.
Burn.
Because this song is stupid. So.
Okay, now, just to make sure, you have heard of I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, right? Have you heard
that
this song?
That is a banger compared to
Christmas I'm just
Christmas
making sure.
Shoes.
I just.
Yeah.
No, not
what
Christmas shoes.
Hippopotamus.
No, not Christmas shoes, the donkey one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Well, that's just it. I've heard all of those.
Okay.
The Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
And the
Hippopotamus. Just donkey never came across
donkey
your way.
Donkey I've never had an ass at Christmas. What are you going to do?
That's usually where people get their ass.
Right?
At
is it Christmas?
All Christmas time.
Treats and goodies and everything like that.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, I encourage you to go out there now. As I stated, you guys are going to have to listen to me for a little bit longer because there's just so much good stuff out there with holidays coming around and whatnot. And
So a few of the things that I found, Hidden Valley.
Like the ranch people?
Yeah.
Okay.
That make the makers of the ranch dressing have gotten into the holiday spirit.
Oh, geez. What do we got? The new, like, ranch latte or something?
What is it? Red ranch. Oh, my God. Red and green holiday dressing.
No, you can purchase from their website a 6'5" inflatable ranch dressing bottle.
For, like, your holiday
decoration? Your yard as a holiday decoration. That's
fucking dumb.
It's $150. $150. Yeah. But if you are looking for any last-minute gifts for the ranch lover in your life, they also have ornaments, snow globes.
Really?
Centered around ranch.
I guess people really do love ranch, right? I'm not a, like, ranch fanatic,
There's a ranch flask. Put ranch in it. Take it with you. So you can
take it with you, slip it out of your coat pocket.
Can you imagine?
You want some ranch for that?
Can you imagine, like, fucking up your ranch flask and your whiskey flask?
Oh, sorry, that was my ranch flask. Like,
just got me.
Just that sentence. I've never heard that sentence before. Sorry, that was my ranch flask.
Sorry. That was my ranch flask. Yeah, I'm going to take that back. Gross. Not a mistake you make twice, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so they have all that, and wrapping paper. They have Hidden Valley wrapping paper, and the other... That's so
weird.
Yeah, well,
like, that's the gift you get from, like, the CEO of Hidden Valley. You know, not, like, just some random Joe. Like, I'm gonna buy Angie a ranch.
Have you all driven ornament. Past the ranch house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good the grief. Hidden Valley house?
Good grief.
Yeah, so speaking of, like, so there's another company that's getting into it as well. Jimmy Dean Sausage.
Okay.
Actually has...
Christmas tree shaped sausages?
That would be so nice, wouldn't it? No, they have sausage-scented wrapping paper.
Ew, Angela!
What?
It's like scratch and sniff?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, can you imagine, like... I don't smell like breakfast sausages in here. Oh, that's just the wrapping paper.
Oh. I haven't personally smelled it. I don't know.
God.
But you can't buy the paper. You actually have to. It was like a reward. So they were.
What kind of reward is that?
I'd rather have the ranch flask.
You have a sausage flask?
Ew.
Okay.
Syrup flask, maybe? Okay. But yeah, so there was on their website there was a recipe gift exchange that you could participate in, and you had to submit a photo one of your versions. Like they had a bunch of recipes on their website, and so you actually had to make one of their recipes and submit a photo of you making the recipe.
Okay, cool.
And then like people got to vote and stuff like that, and there was a ton of different winners.
You win sausage paper.
That was one of your choices. You could choose from the sausage paper. There was other things like again ornaments. Like, I don't know, a coupon for 50.
You have sausage links hanging all over your Christmas tree.
Right? Instead of popcorn, it's sausage now. Yeah. So that was like one of the items. And so it was like this very popular thing that they were giving. It was red. There was a red one, a green one, and a gold one.
Okay.
So for the holiday spirit, you can wrap your presents in sausage paper.
Oh.
They're not the only ones getting in the scented game.
Stop. Now what? Is it ranch?
KFC.
Oh, no. Wait. Okay. I think I saw this. Go ahead.
Is offering a chicken scented fire log.
Yes. I saw that the other day, and I like took a picture of it because I was going to just put it up as one of our like things.
Yes.
On our Instagram account, _ at some other thing.
Yep.
You burn it and it smells like fried chicken.
Oh my
God.
It's called the 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log. And according to their website, it creates a delightful, hearth-warming, and hunger-inducing experience. And you can go to kfcfirelogs.com.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And purchase your KFC chicken fire log for $18.99 a piece.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? You can't have the log next to the paper.
Oh my God.
Chicken and sausage?
Like, hey, welcome to my house of smells like meat.
Chicken and cats and dogs living together.
Is that from Ghostbusters?
Oh my God. too much.
It's
too
complete much. Anarchy.
It is. I can't handle it. Oh my god, that is so funny. Oh,
this chicken smell is overwhelming. Don't go into the family room. It smells like sausages. Where the hell's my ranch flask? I don't know.
That's how you gain that holiday weight. Yeah, you just got like you. The food scent everywhere. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's how people deter from gaining holiday weight. I don't I'll know. Just sit here and smell my fireplace. Or...
But didn't they say hunger inducing?
It is hunger. Well, I think it depends on the smell. I just can't imagine that it that's would so smell gross. Like chicken.
That's so gross. No. That's so gross. No. So. I can maybe get down with like a cinnamon. Log. Flavored log.
Well, I think you can just log. Throw some cinnamon on yeah. the fire, can't you? Do yeah. you really have to go buy that?
No.
You make your like, own?
Why are we buying DIY? Chicken logs?
I don't know. Can you just throw a piece of chicken on the fire? I was like, chicken in here. I threw it in the fireplace. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's one of those, you know.
Too much.
Too much. But, and then, of course, I have to give, so this is not food related at all.
Okay.
But I have to give a shout out because I had multiple people tag me in this. Okay. Send me links to this, shout outs to this, including Andy that I work with, my dad.
All right.
This, like, my sister sent me this link, Reindeer Boob. It's reindeer the season.
Boob.
For Reindeer Boob. So, Reindeer Boob, everybody has the holiday party sweaters, right? The ugly Christmas oh, yeah. sweaters and everything yeah. like that. You yeah. have not heard of Reindeer Boob, but
I don't know.
Fucking heard of Dominic. Get out. Again, we are not on the same websites at all.
What's Reindeer Boob?
Reindeer Boob. See, oh, miles. All right. So Reindeer Boob, you take your sweater, right?
Okay.
And you cut out
like in Mean Girls?
You cut out a boob hole. Just one.
Okay.
And your tit, but in Mean Girls they had bras, so your tit comes out of the hole, breast and all, right? And you put on the areola a big old red nose.
Okay.
And then you draw eyes.
Okay.
And then glue antlers to the sweater at the top so that your tit looks like reindeer's face because it's got a big red oh. nose over the areola.
I don't know if mine would look like a reindeer. They'd be like, I don't get it.
Well, it is, there's an actual, if you go to YouTube, there's like a tutorial on how to do this because you can actually like paint, you kind of like draw the reindeer eyes and stuff. It's super easy to do. And you like,
oh, I have not personally done it.
But it was so fun because you just cut this hole and then you put this stuff on and you go about your way. I can't imagine that any holiday party so would funny. Be okay with you showing up with your titty hanging out. And what happens when the nose falls off?
Because oh
we
that's
all
so funny.
Know that glue ain't sticking for the rest of the night. But it was so funny because if you go on YouTube, like YouTube shows you how to make a reindeer boob sweater. And there's all these different people like showing it. And there's this one lady on there that has like the world's longest teat. Like it is just.
I'm saying mine's not looking like a reindeer. I've breastfed three babies. It's not a reindeer. It's
is that
not
a
reindeer.
Snake?
Face.
What is that? Is that an eel?
Yeah.
Is that a reindeer eel? What is that?
Oh my god.
Yeah, so it was hilarious. And like I had a ton of people send it to me. I guess I have seen it like the past
I
year.
I haven't seen it at all.
Like,
that's
two or
so
three
funny.
Years now. Yeah, the past two
oh,
or three
that is
years
so
I've
funny.
Seen it. And I actually a friend of mine that lives up north, he did it last year.
Okay.
Which I guys probably a little a lot
okay.
easier. You know,
yeah, yeah.
he cut the whole out of her like a red
cute
sweater.
Too. Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, went to his holiday party.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
he won. Like it was
yeah.
an ugly Christmas sweater party too, and I think he won.
Oh, that's funny.
For ugliest sweater. But yeah, reindeer boob. I mean, we'll do anything, won't we?
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, how
so,
funny.
So that's my holiday.
I like those. We, yeah.
That's my holiday. I don't even know what to call it. Things.
Yeah, lots of things.
Lots of things. So
that's
yeah.
awesome.
So jiggity jig. Yeah, yeah. What you got for us,
scented,
Molly?
Scented papers. Oh, gross. Oh my god, that is so funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that we both like totally went different directions with our holiday ones. No, because like you had like products and stuff like that, and I actually have an event.
Oh, sweet.
That happened.
Lovely.
So yeah, this
lovely.
Week, and I, probably lots of people have heard of it. I didn't know that much about it. I kind of when I heard of it or whatever, I was kind of like, of course that's a thing. But I don't know if you heard of SantaCon.
No.
Do you know what SantaCon?
Okay. I have an idea.
Okay, exactly.
I know what Comic-Con is.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the kind of thing when I heard of SantaCon, I was like, oh, okay. So, like, yeah, for the listeners out there, there's, like, Comic-Con. There's also, like, a Crime-Con. And it's basically where people go that have, like, the same thing and go to, like, mingle about that.
Yeah.
And I think at, like, Comic-Con, there's lots of, like, panels and
superheroes with, and sci-fi. You can buy stuff, and comic products. Book related.
Exactly.
And you dress up as your favorite hero or that comic kind of book thing. Character.
Exactly. The dress up part is key. And then, like, so SantaCon is not quite such like the other cons that are out there.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
So basically, SantaCon is an annual pub crawl.
Yes.
Where people dressed as Santa or other Christmas characters basically go around a major metropolitan area and get wasted.
So you could use your reindeer boob and be Rudolph.
That night probably ends like that more times than not.
Oh, I'm sure. That nose is coming off by bar five.
So as my research went on, the interesting, it was originally started in 1974.
Way before our time.
Yeah, right? As a performance art in Copenhagen.
Okay.
Where dozens of Santas gathered and handed out items from department stores as presents before they were arrested. And they were
so they didn't buy these items?
No, it was a performance art to make fun of Christmas and the rampant consumerism of the holidays.
Oh my gosh, how
so
hilarious.
That's how it like started. It was like dozens of Santas that did that.
Oh, well, I totally would have taken a gift from Santa at the Macy's.
As awesome Americans as we are.
Oh, we love to copy.
We adapted this in the 90s, in like the late mid to late 90s.
Can we just take a minute to say I miss the 90s.
It was a good time.
Hated high school. Loved.
90s is a good time.
90s was a good time.
Yeah.
Poor little out for our 90s homies. All right, move on. So this was probably back when the 90s were lit.
Yes. Yes.
SantaCon was...
Yeah, that people were just... Well, they were looking for something to do.
Own.
Yeah, they're looking for something to do.
Aren't we always?
Let's, you know, let's celebrate the holidays and get drunk.
Love it. Okay.
And so, like, you know, they... And so, like, San Francisco, Portland, LA, and New York... Like, they all adopted the SantaCon in, like, the 90s. And they're in 2012, and it's been going on since then. It's now in 44 different countries around the world.
Okay.
And in 2012, had the highest turnout with 30,000 people in New York City.
What?
Yeah. 30,000 people amongst the streets in New York City.
Just dressed up.
One of the lines that I saw, it really is just a... annual drunken shit show.
Oh, of course.
It is drunkenness and sporadic violence.
Oh, sporadic violence.
And, yeah. And
I'll be seeing
the
you.
One, like,
I hope
main
not sporadically. Sorry.
Okay. I love that movie.
I do too.
90s.
Yeah.
The 90s.
Ah, Clueless. All right, sorry. Moving on.
No, but, like, I guess, like, the people that actually live in the neighborhoods that, like, the SantaCon, like, pub crawl is happening... say that, like, the vomiting and public urination is out of control. Out of control. Like, that is, like, their, like, thing. Like, people have tried to stop it and ban it.
Oh, you can't stop Santa from coming. You can't stop Christmas.
Well, I know. And there are lots of people that, like, put up in their businesses, like, put up signs, like, Santa's not welcome.
Oh.
And stuff like that. It is, like, turned into a shit show.
Oh,
like, that person
no.
said. Yeah. But in the time that it has started, last year, they, in New York, they raised $60,000 for charities.
Oh, so we're
people,
doing
like,
good.
Donate and things like that.
We may defecate on your lawn, but we gave at the office.
We gave a family a turkey and then shit on your lawn.
Nice. As long as we're doing good.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and they also donated, it said 6,850 pounds of food for the city harvest.
Wonderful.
Yes. But the residents absolutely hate the havoc. Like, they try and ban it and everything like that.
I can't
now,
imagine.
If you are looking to SantaCon, you've already missed the New York one.
Okay.
There are several other places I saw, like in Dallas, I think, is the day that this comes out is on Sunday.
Okay.
That you
on
still
Sunday.
Have on Sunday if you need to travel.
Or if you
live in Texas.
Listeners in Dallas.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
But yeah, so the very last weekend, but most places that host a SantaCon or if the SantaCon has been banned, but like the underground like Santas are still going.
Sure.
It usually happens in like dark the beginning Santa, of the month. In the dark web.
Dark web.
Dark Santa web.
Dark Santa web.
Yeah, it usually happens in the beginning of December. So nice. For next year, if you want to plan to go to SantaCon.
Love it.
But I mean, I just can't imagine. Like just hordes of Santas coming at you, like completely wasted and like vomiting.
Everywhere. Drunken Santas everywhere. Right. Rudolph like, and elves.
Yeah. Elves just pissing.
Mrs. Claus. And you know.
You know there's a sexy Mrs. Claus.
I was just gonna say, you know there's slutty Mrs. Claus out there because you don't just dress up as Mrs. Claus.
Or there's probably a girl's outfit that's like slutty Santa.
Oh, well, there's reindeer boots.
So that's true. There you go.
Straight up, cut your titty out of your sweatshirt and go as a reindeer. Like,
exactly. We can't.
America has to slutty it up for everyone. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Well, and I know there's, I think it was in Peoria, Illinois. They do, it's called like Deck the Bars.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a bar crawl.
Yeah.
And like a.
Oh, I bet everybody's dressed up kind of, in like Santa gear for that.
Santa gear and it's like ugly sweater, which I'm a little over ugly sweater.
I am too.
You know, I mean, I think it was so cool maybe like 5, 6, 10 years ago when.
Well, we went out for an ugly sweater night one time.
Because you just raided like right your mom's closet because that was the thing. Yeah. And now it's like the stores actually sell.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of it too.
Yeah, I mean this was like the whole point was trying to find one of those sweaters that somebody wore back in the day and got for
now it's just mass produced.
So now it's like we're trying to outdo one another with the ugliest sweater out there.
Right.
So I like the fact that
you wear that sweater other than on Christmas, you know? Right, it's like if you're really going to do it.
Yeah. Exactly. And so, so I mean, that's why I kind of like, you know, I like the SantaCon idea that it's dressing up as your favorite character. It's not an ugly sweater party.
Right.
You know, become a tree or snowman, Frosty.
Oh, you could be Frosty.
I love it. He goes,
happy birthday.
Every time he puts his hat on. Great movie.
Frosty.
Enjoy it.
You're the best.
To the nines. So I like the idea that it's like that. I think the one in Peoria is more of a, I don't know if you have to buy a ticket and they transport you around like by a bus or something like that. So it's a little bit safer than a bunch of Santas defecating on your lawn. But I love it. SantaCon.
You're just like walking out your front door and there's just someone like elf like pissing in your bushes.
I think I would leave. If that was in my neighborhood and I was that upset about it, I mean, I would probably.
Maybe leave on the day or like go out of town that weekend.
I feel like they're just being Grinches because I feel like that's a prime opportunity to remember the fraternities, like they would set the couches up in their front lawn rape people as they went by. Maybe girls, that was okay. Bad example. But please don't write us about anything. But I mean, I would put my couch out. Like I would get lawn chairs and a cooler.
You sitting there rating people?
Yeah, and I would be like, nice, like give me a dance, like do a jig, like yeah, yeah. Like we could go with Dominic the Donkey.
Oh my god.
But I mean, what a wonderful like.
I wonder how many people at walking SantaCon.
Through these neighborhoods.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot though. Like, all those people.
But
like,
to be able to... I love people watching. So just to sit on my lawn and watch everybody go by and, like...
True.
Cheers, hey, what's up? Yeah, charge $5 to use the pisser inside? Oh, I'd make bank. I'm moving to New York. That's it.
SantaCon, you're ready.
Yes.
Awesome. So, yeah,
that's what I would do. But, no, I love it. I never heard of that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's all over the place.
That's amazing. I kind of like it. And I think you really got to, I mean, there's probably Grinches and, you know, you think of all the different Christmas movies that are out there.
I wonder if somebody's a donkey and people are like, I don't get it.
I bet somebody goes as Bruce Willis from Die Hard.
I bet they do.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Because it's a Christmas moment.
I love it. That's awesome. That's so funny. Yeah, no, that's.
Oh, didn't you have a what's your little, your meme?
Oh, your meme thing. I completely forgot because I get so excited when we start. So this will be a good way to wrap up our holiday thing. I thought that this was pretty cute. So a friend of mine, Kent Bone, him and his beautiful wife, Karen, hello, you both of you. Thank you both for listening. They listen to us up in Minnesota. So
shout out.
We're kind of worldwide, really. Our podcast is, but... Kent put this on his Facebook page today, and I thought this truly just sums up the spirit of Christmas, the holiday season, and it said, Christmas is really amazing.
It's the only time of year when you can have glitter all over and people don't assume you've been to a strip club.
Or you're in the band Purple Glitter Shits.
Purple Glitter Shits. PGS. Yes.
It all comes full circle. I just thought that was so funny. Because, I mean, cute. This time of year, it's like every time you wrap a gift or you open a Christmas card or you even eat a damn cookie, you're like, oh, I got sprinkles and glitter and shit everywhere.
I had glitter on my face earlier today.
Yeah. And it's like... Nobody questions it during this time of year because it's the holidays, it's right?
Exactly. It's just festive fun.
But, I mean, have you ever shown up somewhere, like, maybe in June and somebody's like, oh, you have glitter on your face. Oh,
you're a strip club.
Yes, that's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's what I do.
That's what I do.
That's what I do.
But I thought that was a nice way to kind of round out our
holiday. Nice. I like it. It's super cute.
So, yeah. So, as always, so thank you guys so much for listening.
Absolutely.
Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Meli Kaliki Maka, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. What am I missing? If you celebrate nothing, Happy Tuesday.
Happy day off work.
Happy 12/25. But thank you all for listening. You guys have made this a wonderful year. We're excited to see what 2019 brings.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I think we have another episode.
It's got to be bringing us some things.
Yeah.
You know, right?
But I guess we'll have another episode come out before 2019. So that'll be exciting. We'll have one more coming out before then. But yeah, so just, you know, hug everyone a little tighter. Merry Christmas and happy holidays and blessings to all. And don't forget to rate and review us. That'd be a wonderful gift for us this year. Rate and review us on our, you know, podcast app that you listen to. And come follow us on Instagram at underscore so that's a thing.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Cheers, my friends. Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Well, cheers to you, Miss Molly.
Yes. Cheers, Angie.
Clink.
Clink.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, world, for being festively bougie this year.
Bye.